Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo. What do you think of these episodes, Alex? A lot happened. I forgot how much occurs in the 4 hours every week. Last week seems like old news, ancient.
There's so many people here, Rem. The storylines are incredible. I'm enjoying Bachelor in Paradise more than I can ever remember enjoying this show. I didn't always used to even like this show, but yeah. The names are so big this year. It's all people I want to see, and all people I want to see find love.
I wanted to look up, when Christian showed up, I Googled, like, Bachelor in Paradise cast to try and find his name, because I remembered him, his headshot,
yeah,
Rebecca's
season.
Yeah,
remember his face.
Well, then I stumbled upon an article that had every person who shows up this season.
Oh, no.
Now, that's not that big deal. I didn't see them all, but I saw the total was, like, 40.
40 people. There's piling them into the paradise this year.
Quick refresher on last week. Dylan, the quiet guy from Hannah's season, is obsessed with Hannah, some would say. Clay and Nicole, pretty solid, one would think. The shine is off Blake completely. Kaylin and Christina don't like him. There's a lot of geometry this week because of the way they're describing Blake's. First it's a pentagon, first it's a triangle, then it's a square, and then a pentagon, and I think next is hexagon, maybe heptagon? We'll find out, I'm sure. And it ended with Blake making a move on Hannah. Is that a good refresher
for
where this week
it.
Started? Okay. First rose ceremony. 12 women and 9 men. The men are giving out roses. 3 women are going home. Bibiana is on the chopping block. Naturally.
Sad.
Jane is on the chopping block. Naturally. Annalise is not, because her and Chris are solid. There's no way Annalise would go home.
I've never felt better about me and someone else, in fact.
I think she said, I've never been more confident in anything in my life. There's no way Annalise would go home. Even I thought for sure, no way. The roses. The beginning part, it was like there was really good, happy music, love music. It was beautiful. It wasn't like dramatic like usual. It was like a big Grand Designs reveal. You ever watch Grand Designs?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Grand Designs on Netflix. It's a British show. Easily the best home renovation show. It's not even close. You'll watch Grand Designs and be like, I can't believe
you're telling
I used
me it's
to watch.
Better than Chip and Joanna.
Yes. And there's no one bigger Chip and Joanna than me.
I find that really hard to believe.
It's better. It's better. There's more variety. It's more in depth. They don't pay for anything. They just watch the progress. We could do a Grand Designs podcast. That's not a joke.
Right, let me
we
check
say
out
that.
Grand Designs.
Grand Designs is unbelievable. Unfortunately, they don't have enough seasons on Netflix. There's not enough. Okay, where are we? What are we doing, Bachelor?
I don't even remember how we started talking about Grand Designs.
Derek, the music. Derek,
oh, the music.
Derek gives his rose to Demi. I got 15 notes, pages of notes, so we got to fly. Clay gives his rose to Nicole. Will's to Katie.
Annalise rolling her eyes at Clay, by the way. She's rolling her eyes at Clay being there and
oh,
giving
right.
out roses. You got to
yeah.
note that.
Can you believe the gall of this
Can
man?
Can you believe this guy's here?
To participate Wills to Katie, Kevin to Sydney. My note here, a lot of relationships are happening that we haven't seen because of the Blake stuff to this point. John Paul Jones to Onyeka. Cam to Kaylin. Dylan and Hannah.
The last time you'll see Cam and Kaylin interact is what I thought when she gave him this rose. All right, we're done here with these two.
Interaction.
There'll be no more. I thought there was, it was it. She got her rose. I'm surprised she even, she just took the rose and I'm surprised she gave him a hug.
Yeah,
just
true.
Take the rose and walk back.
Blake to Tayshia. Tayshia accepted it, but this isn't Love Island. There's no responsibilities associated with accepting a rose from someone. So she's just like, you know, I'll take this, but.
Someone on their little interview was like, I wonder if anyone will even accept Blake's rose. It's like, wait.
Yeah, it's still a rose.
You think someone's just going to turn down a rose just because it's from Blake? It doesn't mean anything. It just means you get to stay here.
Maybe they'll throw some twists in there, meaning like if you accept a rose, like there's some responsibilities that come with that, but for now, no. Chris gave his rose, and this is when Annalise said, I've never been more confident in anything in my life. We got Christina left, Bibiana left, Jane left, and Annalise left. And Chris gives his rose to Christina, who I think he just spoke to for the first time 30 minutes prior. And Annalise is gone. AB, what did you think of this moment? You said last week you love seeing Annalise get her heart broken. This has to be number one on those power rankings.
I loved it. Shit, the sadness. And I like that they didn't really give her the time they usually give her. They just kind of shoot her off. She was just done. Annalise is out of here. It was good to see. I was glad to see her go for my guy Clay, for one, and for everyone else. I think everyone's just tired of the Annalise act. I'm not even sure why she was brought here.
This was why they bring her on here, AB, because to set her up. She's going to fall in love with someone.
She's completely set up.
To set her up to get her heart shattered, and it's brutal to watch, but it is entertaining. And it maybe, you know, a little part of me feels like a bad person, but I'm sorry. I enjoyed it.
I don't feel good about taking joy in Annalise's despair, but that's anyway. Where I am. That's
we
what
do
happens.
Anyway. Jordan arrives. A quick reminder, Jordan, male model, got engaged to someone with a boyfriend last year on Paradise. Engaged.
A boyfriend
Jenna
that he didn't know about.
Didn't know about, obviously. Yeah, that wasn't part of the agreement. Jenna was her name, was Jed before Jed was Jed. Okay.
Okay, I'm with you. And he's the man. He's one of the best characters in this series. Would you agree on that?
He's definitely one of the most entertaining. He goes back and forth between like, wow, Jordan, I didn't know you were so genuine and like likable. And then he'll also say something really mean like we just said. And then you'll go, is this guy scumbag? You just don't know. Hopefully he has a good redemption arc. Okay. I don't want him to take his shtick too far and annoy everyone.
I think his redemption already happened, didn't it? Like last season, I guess he threw the teddy bear in the ocean. That wasn't a good look. He had some stuff, but I feel like he redeemed himself last Paradise, and it wasn't his fault that the girl that he fell for had a girlfriend. That wasn't his fault.
He's riding a wave of sympathy across the sky.
Yeah.
Jordan asks Hannah G on a date. He said, let's just have fun. She accepts. Okay. While Jordan is getting ready, Hannah thinks about this and tells him she doesn't want to go on the date because she's trying things out with Dylan. I can't date three people, referring to not only Dylan, but also Blake. What did you make of this, AB?
I thought good on you, Hannah. Good choice. Not subjecting Dylan to more pain. You already are with him and another person. There's no reason to make this even more complicated at this point.
Jordan, at this point, surmises that Blake is the issue here because too many girls are into Blake. So he pulls Blake aside and he says, you're leading too many people on. It's going to blow up in your face. I know you, Blake. You're better than this. Somehow, Jordan is like a role model for Blake. That's where we're at in this Paradise season. Legitimate advice that Blake really needed came from a level-headed guy like Jordan.
Jordan says he's the mayor of Paradise, and it's his job to look out for the community, I think was what he said. So he's taking it upon himself to stick his nose in everyone else's business, and that continues throughout the episode.
And I, frankly, I didn't mind it.
And I'm here for it. I like
looking
it.
Back, I can't think of anything that put me off. Hannah G goes to tell Dylan, hey, guess what? I decided not to go on a date with Jordan. You know, big time brownie points. Dylan is ecstatic, but he couldn't be happier. But when they're hugging, Hannah G just kind of had this look in her eyes like, I might have made a mistake, or I don't really like Dylan that much. I don't know what's going on behind those eyes.
I'm going to go so far as to say she doesn't really like Dylan
at all.
I mean, there might be a little bit of, I think she thinks like, this is the good choice for me, but she doesn't really have the feelings that are going to make it a real thing. I just don't see it.
We'll get to more of that in the mailbag. Great mailbag question might be last week. What do you guys think is going to happen to Hannah and Dylan? Jordan has to make a selection because he's got the date card. Nicole sets his sights on Nicole. Now I thought, okay, Nicole, you know, she's got a good thing going with Clay. She doesn't need this. I thought she might turn him down. She was ecstatic to accept Jordan's invitation. AB, quote, out of all people, he chooses me. I think Nicole just cares more about being wanted by everyone else and desired than she does about these relationships.
I think it's understandable though, Rim. She was one of the first out in her season of The Bachelor. So now she has all these guys selecting her for dates. She's queen of the beach right now. Why would she not enjoy that?
What'd you make of their date, Jordan and Nicole? The famous Jorge back.
I'm a big Jorge guy, so I was a fan of it. I'm a big zipline guy, too. I'm a zipline fan.
Yeah.
I love ziplining, so I was a big fan of that as well.
Have you ever ziplined?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I have. It's very fun.
Over how deep was the crevasse?
We're talking, it's deep enough.
Can you give me more details?
You wouldn't survive.
If you fell? Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't survive.
What did you go over? Were you in a forest?
Forest with big ass hills and stuff, and you'd go up to the top and you'd leap off, and sometimes you'd be going down the hill and it'd be like, it'd be a lot of space down there. Kind of scary.
Interesting. Oh, didn't know that. I'm just kind of scared thinking about that. Anyway, Nicole likes Jordan. My main takeaway here, she says she's just testing the waters with Clay.
Wow, that's not how I took it.
Definitely not how Clay took it.
No.
Last note I have, Jordan is here to find a wife, maybe, but quickly they start talking about the Blake drama, and that's when his eyes really light up. He just can't resist.
He loves talking trash.
Yeah, he loves it. Anything else on the date? Did they kiss? I don't remember.
I don't think they'd kiss, no.
Okay. Back on the beach.
I mean, they didn't talk, like you said, they didn't talk about anything but Blake after the first couple
there's
minutes.
There's no kiss moment.
They didn't see if there was any connection. It was kind of a wasted date. Like, you could have just waited to talk at the place about Blake if you wanted.
Poor Blake. He wants to be with Hannah G, and she likes Dylan. Oh, Blake's all sad. Tayshia is... Remember, Tayshia has a right to be annoyed here, too. She's upset that Blake made her think he was interested, but now he says he's only focused on Hannah. What's weird about this is Hannah is semi-locked down with Dylan. And this is when you start to wonder, why is he so dead set on Hannah unless he knows something we don't know? Tayshia's open. She's wide open lane. You can go pursue Tayshia, but he's still focused on Hannah.
I don't think... There's a lot of stuff going on here behind the scenes that we obviously didn't know about, but I didn't think Tayshia made it seem like she was interested in Blake anymore anyways.
No, that's true. But so who knows if her mind would have changed if he would have been like, I'm only here for you, Tayshia.
That's true.
Cam and Kaylin.
Wow.
Before I was even on The Bachelorette, I wanted her to be my Bachelorette. He's talking about proposing. He pulls her aside and he's got several pages of notes recapping their experience so far. Now, far be it for me to mock someone for taking notes about Bachelor in Paradise, but Kaylin is not interested in this. Do you remember this, and do you have any thoughts on it?
Yeah, of course I remember the most awkward conversation I've ever seen on the beach. What was the purpose of this? I don't understand. Who would like this?
You know, there's a girl out there for Cam. I don't think Kaylin is the one, and I don't think anyone on the beach is the one. But Cam's going to find somebody. Someone would be into this. It's just none of these people.
One of the things he said that stood out, I licked my lower lip and your jalapeno spice still lingered. It was weird stuff. That's what he wrote down, and now he's repeating it back to her. Ooh. Like it's a romance novel.
I'd read a Cam romance novel just out of curiosity.
Do you think it's an interesting question? I was thinking, Rim. Cam said he was hoping Kaylin would be his bachelorette.
Yeah.
Do you think everyone that goes on The Bachelor and Bachelorette thinks they have a shot at winning?
Yeah, that's a good
question. Because obviously, on the outside looking in, like Cam, he's got no shot.
And like, I think Cam sees the world a little differently than most. I don't think he's a good example of someone who should know that they don't have a shot at winning. But your question is good. I don't know.
Are there people that go on and are like, I got no chance here, but I'm going to make the best of it? Well, I feel like Paul Jones, maybe. Like, he didn't think. I feel like he might have thought he didn't have a chance. But even further with that question, does he obviously thinks he's really going to end up with Kaylin?
Yes, well, and there's reason to believe that with Paradise, because we've seen couples that do not match have kids together.
Yeah, that's true.
I would let's put myself in their shoes. I show up to The Bachelorette. I'm thinking, all right, I got a chance to win.
I got a shot.
You know, even with everything you got with me going on, I go in. I'm like, I got a shot. But then I know I don't have a shot when Mike Johnson walks through the door, and that's what happened next. All-time segue. Chris said, I don't know if there's anyone more loved in Bachelor Nation right now than Mike Johnson. Interesting. I wonder what he's hinting at.
Interesting. So, I mean, what did you even bring him on here for? Let's just get down to what we're all here for. Yeah. Let's get him on. Let's make the announcement. You want to just take this time to announce it and not even send him in. That's what you should do.
Remind me to bring up the off-screen thing that happened yesterday at the end of the episode. Cam is really intimidated because Kaylin is obviously falling off her bar stool looking at Mike. And not only that, Cam feels like Mike sabotaged his character on The Bachelorette.
This is really
funny to see Cam be like, try to paint Mike as the bad, like, good luck with that, painting him in the bad light.
Cam sits down with a couple guys and is bad mouthing Mike a little bit. They're all like, okay, we all know Mike's awesome. Yeah, we're not going to get stuck on this. You don't want to be the guy bad mouthing Mike, America's darling, right now. No. That's a bad idea.
It's just a different feeling on the beach when Mike is walking around. It's like somebody famous is it. There was this old commercial where Michael Jordan, it was a Jordan commercial, and he shows up to a gym where dudes are playing rec, and they're just like, oh, Michael Jordan. They're just kind of standing around, like, looking up at him. Yeah. That's what everybody's doing with Mike. Mike's in the middle, and they're like, wow,
that's
Mike.
A fact. Anytime he would walk in, it was all the conversation stops, and all eyes go to Mike Johnson.
Mike pulls Kaylin aside first. Believe it or not, AB, Kaylin is not fully committed to Cam. Okay. Then Mike pulls Onyeka aside.
You mean she didn't turn down Mike's advances to see if there's something there with Cam?
Yeah. Look at these notes. She holds up the note. Look at these notes he wrote yesterday. You think I'm going to stray away from this? Sorry, Mike. Then Mike pulls Onyeka aside. And this is when I knew Mike's going to be the Bachelor. They put a dreamy, like, romance novel filter over slow-mo video of Mike smiling with, like, I'd say finale proposal music over him. I mean, come on. You think Peter's going to be the Bachelor now? Please. No chance. Anything else on that? Drop my pen.
Cam, for some reason, thinks Mike asking Kaylin on a date. Mike asks Kaylin on the date.
Yep.
Cam seems to think that has something to do with him. Like, Mike's on the beach to sabotage him more.
Mike
like,
does
no,
not remember
Mike is
Cam's
not concerned
name.
With ABC right now. He's not concerned with Cam.
Can you? Mike coming into Bachelor Paradise like,
worried
how can
about
I screw
Cam.
Over Cam?
Yeah, come on.
He's got bigger goals here, pal. Nicole and Jordan return from their friend date. Clay missed Nicole, and Nicole says the date was fun, but there's no comparison between Jordan and Clay. So Clay's like, all right, good. Made it over that hurdle, that hump. We can be exclusive now. I want to focus on just Nicole. Mike and Kaylin date. You know, given what's happened with Kalen off screen this season, I was displeased by how well this date went. I don't know what you think. Mike really likes Kalen. Yeah. She likes him too.
I like this couple.
Yeah, it's...
Listen, it's two beautiful people hanging out and having a good time. The connection was there. The smiles were there. He's adorable, and so is she, Rim. I'm sorry to say it. They're both adorable.
They're cute. They they're looking at each other, nicely. And they got good eyes.
Yeah.
This is four good eyes on this date. Mike was calling it possibly his last first date. Now, do I think he was kind of stretching his bachelor material muscles? Like, I could marry
Mike needs to work on his lines a little bit.
Oh, I don't. I think they're perfect. What makes you say that absurd thing?
I just think the first date line, I don't know. He needs to, he's not as smooth so far as I was anticipating.
I could see that, I guess, if you're watching Upside Down. I don't know. I was watching this. I was just giggling watching it. This is when I realized, all right, you got to maybe...
Pump the brakes a little.
He's
back off the mic for a second.
It's getting weird. But yeah, no, I can understand. Yeah, because he's not, you know, he doesn't know what the new kids are talking. He's like, these 30 plus, he doesn't know what these 23-year-old kids are saying. They have high school 4 years ago. Anyway, Cam sat on the beach. He's crying because he wants marriage. And quote, if that was stripped away from me for a second time from someone like Mike, it would crush me. He thinks that Mike has two times stolen Cam's potential wife away. Tough to watch on television.
It's hard to see Cam having a full-blown panic attack like this.
You know, it is, we joke, but it is hard. This guy is obviously here for the right reasons, but just to get married. It's just
delusional.
He's delusional. Yeah, that's a polite way to put it.
Not his fault.
Nighttime on the beach, Wills needs a rose, so he pulls Katie aside.
Get a nice little setup for her.
What was the setup?
A little romantic. You know, it's just your classic romantic setup with the flowers.
Any other details? Okay,
and,
flowers.
Some candles, a nice blanket. Nothing special, Rim.
You kind of
maybe some maybe some strawberries. I don't know.
You put the pillows kind of like this, angle them toward each other.
Yeah, you
a little
angle
bit,
them
you know
a little
mean?
Bit.
Yeah.
They're a little backrest for the pillows.
Fluff them up.
Yeah, you fluff them up real nice, and then you go get them and you say, "I did something for you.
I did something special for you." Who was that one guy? I think it was Robbie who said he did something special for somebody, and it was like diving rings. And the white just threw
diving rings in the water.
It was
water.
Like glow-in-the-dark sharks that were in the hot tub.
Look at these. Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, reminder, we're big Katie guys. So this scene was...
We're not anti-Wills. We're Wills guys, aren't we?
No, we're Wills guys. I'm a bigger Katie guy than I am a Wills guy.
Yeah,
me
personally. Too.
Okay.
Me too.
Wills says everything Katie has wanted to hear this whole time. And he means it, I think. You deserve someone to take you on a date every night you're here. Flattering stuff. And Katie loves it. But then she starts crying. Just, some would say overwhelmed by emotion. Others might say inebriated. What's your take on this scene, Alex?
I mean, now that you say that, she's
acting. It was weird.
I didn't know what was going on, but I attributed that to... There's too many people on the beach. I don't even know where people are standing. Like, we don't know about the conversations that Katie's had. She's barely on, when she's on TV right now so far, it's been talking about someone else. Because she's being used as like a secondary character in their storyline. We haven't seen any of her actual, you know, they're on this beach. She's been on this beach for like 7 days now and talking to people all throughout the day. And we haven't seen any of those conversations. So I don't even know. I didn't even know what was going on. It was impossible to tell what was happening here.
Katie is apparently the type of crier where sound periodically stops coming out of her mouth, like every other syllable. So Wells was like leaning in like, I can't even hear you.
I don't know what you're saying. Happy or sad?
Yeah. Are you really pleased that I said this or do you hate? I don't understand what's going on. And then she... is basically like, you know, this isn't going to work for us. It was an extended shocking. I was very confused. Katie crying scene. And then Wills was like, well, that didn't go.
That was weird.
Now, instead of going to a friend and being like, wow, calm down, that was crazy, I just had to let Wills down, she is, I think, talking to Hannah and is crying like she just put down her family dog.
I was just
like,
confused.
I'm full bawling. And then she was like, oh, I'm a monster. I was like, really? Not that big a deal. Wills just kind of shot a shot. You had to swat it away. Move on.
It didn't work. It's over.
I figured she was wasted, as I implied earlier. She tweeted, though, while this was happening, drunk? No. Tipsy? Maybe. Tired, too much sun, and lots of emotions? Absolutely.
Okay.
So she was fully aware. She was like, I can't believe I acted this. I was hoping that wasn't real Katie. It was out of character for her, it seemed.
One thing to remember is how tiring these days are. Like, one day out in the sun and drinking and all day in the sun is enough to put me down for like 3 to 4 days. Like, I went to the fair this weekend, Rim, as you know, out in the sun all day. I'm just getting over it. It's Wednesday right now. I'm just getting over the sun. So these guys are on the beach in the sun, drinking, partying for like 3 to 4 weeks in a row. They've been here a week now of this. Hey. I'd be tired.
You're in a different space. You're in a different space.
She's in a different space. I can't blame anyone for anything they do.
Chris pulls Katie aside, says a few nice things. He likes Katie. He doesn't want to see her sad. And Katie is shocked that Chris isn't like the hottest item on the beach. Now, I haven't seen anything Chris has been on except for Emily's season, but I feel like he has a bad reputation. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, so why...
I think they've done a good job of switching him from, like, a bad guy to the old guy now, and it's kind of made most people forget about some of the other stuff and he's been on. I agree.
He was an antagonist.
In this series, so...
They seem like a real item. Kind of weird.
Chris, it came out of nowhere. Chris is like, my favorite part of every day is talking to her. I thought he was just comforting her at first, but then it turned into like, oh, this is who she's been looking at. This is the guy that she turned Wells down for. Yeah.
A lot of times they'll show, like, later on they showed like Mike and Sydney talking for 2 seconds, but they just show it to establish that these two people know each other. And then later on they'll expand on it. But that didn't happen. This is the first time I'd seen him talk, honestly.
Agreed.
Okay. Anyway, I don't mind that couple for what it's worth.
No, I like them.
Blake has something special. All the boys get something special planned on Rose Ceremony night, planned for Hannah. So batten down the hatches, Dylan. You're gonna have to. Another storm's coming.
Get geared up.
Yep. Okay. There's a tornado warning. Dylan, get in the basement because Dylan is gonna dance in the moonlight with Hannah. In full view of everyone else in the bar. What did you make of this
move? Hannah and Dylan, just to be clear, have been, from what we've seen, hung out all day, kissy face on the day beds, talking, chilling.
While Dylan
furthering
steams
their connection. No. Dylan and Hannah. Sorry. Oh. What did I say?
I don't even remember if you said it right or wrong.
Dylan and Hannah, this whole day, have been kissing, making out, all that.
While
now
Blake
it's nighttime,
mopes.
While Blake mopes, and Blake never steps in the entire day. Blake, in fact, is talking about how Dylan won't give her any space. So Blake's making it seem like he can't get any time with her. Nighttime comes, Blake sets up a nice, you know, got to set something up for him. Blankets.
You got to angle the pillows.
Same thing. Angle pillows, blankets, flowers, and candles. That's the go-to move. Steals her away from Dylan because Dylan and Hannah are still there. Blake pulls her aside and they have a conversation about Blake's talking about how he's going to pursue her, but on his own time. Okay. He's not going to be like a shadow. He takes a couple digs at
Little
Dylan.
Digs,
Little
couple digs
at Dylan. I'm not going to be a shadow like your other, the other
I'm
guy.
I'm also really strong. Just putting that out there.
He says he's going to pursue her on his own terms. As this is going on, Dylan says he's confident for some reason. That's one thing that I like
as
well.
That's a facade.
Is Dylan fake confident? You can see in his eyes he's not really confident, but he always says he's confident about him and Hannah.
After a while, Blake pulls Hannah from the daybed down onto the beach so they can do a little. You want to go? He's like, you want to go dance? And she's like, yeah. Now, there's no music. I don't know what you're dancing to.
No, I don't get the whole dancing without music thing.
Does this move work? Apparently it does, because everyone else who's been with Blake, which is like the whole beach, goes, I've seen this move. This is the move. Anyway, they make out a bit. Dylan feels disrespected, takes a couple shots of courage, and he walks over there.
No, they make out. Just to be clear, they make out in front of everybody.
Yeah. I couldn't have made that more clear. They're in front of everybody. Everybody's watching these two make out in the moonlight.
Including Dylan.
One note, Cam goes, if I were Dylan, I'd walk right over there and bop him right in the noggin or some old-timey phrase. It's like, okay, Cam, I'm guessing you wouldn't go punch Blake, Cam. As usual in these situations, Dylan gets over there. Neither person handles this well. Blake, on the one hand, has a point. Dylan was with her all day, like you said.
Yeah.
Dylan doesn't really have a rebuttal to this, though he could come up with one if he wanted to, except to say, hey, man, just a few minutes, when obviously he wants the rest of the night. He just wants them to not be near each other, so he's just going to take her away and
I just want you
back.
To stop kissing her right now.
That's all it comes down to. Now, Hannah, even when given the opportunity, this isn't a scenario where it's like, hey, let the woman talk. They're like, hey, what do you think? And then she doesn't. She's just twirling her ponytail and doesn't say anything.
Hannah, do something.
Make
what
the
do you want to
here?
Happen here? What do you want?
Nothing. So Dylan just walks away. He's like, all right, well.
Usually in this scenario, I think by not saying anything, she made her decision though, Rim. Because usually in this scenario, the girl's like, okay, I'm going to go with him. You know, if he's going to steal me, that's fine, but then I'll come find you in a bit. By her not saying or doing anything and just staying there with Blake, that's a big get the hell out of here, Dylan.
My guess is they cut out what she said, but what we saw, she just was like, ooh, and then Dylan had to walk away embarrassed. And then, now that Hannah knows that Dylan is upset about this, Dylan, the guy she's with all day, every day, and turning down dates for... She goes back to the daybed and her and Blake make out. And Dylan, you know, this is when Dylan suspects, I'm missing something here. These two
going
knew
on
each
here.
Other before. Yeah, they might have dated before Paradise. Anything else on that episode?
No, good episode, lot going on.
Next episode. According to Sydney, whose takes I generally do not agree with. I just want that on the record. A lot of Sydney's takes. Sydney's got a lot of takes that, like, it just seems a little too know-it-all-y for me.
No, I disagree.
Like, I know what everybody... No,
I disagree. Yeah. I wrote down, I think Sydney is, like, one of the wisest people on the beach. She knows everything that's going on out here.
Sydney wants you to think, AB. That's what she wants
does.
You to think.
When Sydney talks and she says something about the beach as a whole... I'm listening. I believe her.
I'm going to pay more attention to this
she
now.
She seems like she's got a good grasp on what's going on the beach right now.
Maybe she does. And I don't agree. You know, I feel like we're just one notch misaligned. Like, usually I'm with her on the gist, but then she'll say something that kind of throws us just off.
It seems
off.
Like Sydney's the type that's not paying attention about anything on finding connections for herself.
No.
She's the one always, like, scoping out what's going on the whole surroundings of the beach.
And I don't like that. I want you to, hey, stay focused. Eyes on the prize here, Sid. All right. Well, nice little disagreement there from M&AB. Anyway, according to Sydney, whose takes I don't agree with, Derek and Demi are the only established couple. Derek and Demi.
Okay. Is she wrong?
I don't know. That's not my point. Derek, here's my opinion. You want to know my take?
Yeah.
Derek seems to be way more into Demi than Demi is into Derek. Would you agree?
Well, I think Derek is he's a big time relationship
head over heels
guy, and you can tell. He was on Bachelor in Paradise before, and he wifed up
immediately,
and then got engaged at the end of Bachelor in Paradise, and that's the exact same thing that's happening here, except the girl's not as into him this time.
They're kind of awkward around one another, in my opinion, at least what they showed us. They don't seem to be vibing. They can barely they can't figure out a way to sit comfortably, which you should know by now. Okay, all you do is hang out on day beds. You should know by now.
You should know how to sit on a day bed together.
Demi and Katie talk. And Demi reveals to her friend Katie that she's been dating a woman back home. So she needs to figure herself out. I'm giving other people a chance, and I'm still thinking about her. So she's conflicted. She's like, man, I didn't think I would like this girl that I'm in a relationship that much, but I think I do. Emotional conversation.
Yep. They talk about her coming out to her parents.
Sure.
That she likes boys and girls and how supportive they were. It was a good conversation between two good pals, two best bachelor, interracial duo on the beach.
That's right. That's right.
That's them.
Demi says, this is about embracing me and knowing that that's okay. That is good. That's great. But I think it would just be way more impactful if she weren't portraying this as I'm in a relationship currently back home. That's the thing that I keep getting hung up on. If she was just like, you know, I have these feelings, or I've dated women in the past and I don't know how to express that to Derek. I hope he's okay with it.
Or
that would be one thing.
I was in a relationship with her, but we broke up before I left. Like, it's pretty clear they are not broken up.
No, that's clear.
This is odd.
Anyway, I believe these two, and it was a nice conversation, and Demi needed to have it.
Agreed.
It was good. It was good stuff. Dylan and Hannah update. The women are starting to turn on Hannah. She's leading Dylan on while always chasing the hot new thing.
It's getting messy.
I mean, this is already the biggest mess of all time.
It's only
about to
get
bigger.
Yep.
What do you got on this conversation when Dylan pulls Hannah aside?
Dylan says, I don't know why you're so open to other things if we're doing so well. Hey, good question, Dylan. Great question. Hannah says, I'm trying to be open-minded and I owe it to myself. Okay,
that's fine. Welcome
to
paradise.
It's fine, but it's not answering my question on why you keep doing this to me. And then Dylan is trying to pry a little deeper into it. That answer wasn't enough. What's the real story here? I feel like everyone here knows Blake's a scumbag, but for some reason you keep going to him. What's going on here? Like, everyone's told you, you know what's happened, and
you're still pursuing him.
So what's going on? What? Give me the honest truth here. Give me the truth.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to tell me what the truth is? Or do you want me to pick this up now? Hannah reveals. I'll go ahead.
No,
Hannah reveals that Blake texted her before paradise. And this is the text. In order to show you who I am, I booked a flight to Birmingham. Hannah says they met up in Birmingham and kissed. My guess is they did more than kiss.
Okay. She made it seem like they went out for coffee and shared a little kiss.
Why would you fly to Birmingham to go out
Come
to
on.
Coffee?
You don't fly from LA to Birmingham and stay there for a day or two. He was there
day
for
trip.
An entire weekend. This is a Thursday
Probably.
Through Sunday type of situation.
It's just conjecture on our part. I want to make it clear.
No, it's not. This is facts.
Oh, it's
These,
fact?
Are
okay,
facts. These are facts. These are facts. There's no flights. Like, you're not flying there one time, coming back the next day. It's not just a one day thing.
It was last week. It was a week before they started filming.
In Birmingham,
why
isn't
just
a place where people like, it's not like Blake knew someone in Birmingham. Nobody
I'm
knows anybody
Birmingham.
In Birmingham. He went there specifically for Hannah, and he spent the entire weekend together. That's just the facts of the matter.
Just legal note, that's not a fact, but but I tend to think that's a probability.
They spent the whole weekend together, Ram. I don't care
the point
what
is,
they tell me.
You know what? That's fine. If you're going to say that this about Blake doing what he wants, single life, Blake, that's fine. The point is, Hannah didn't tell this to Dylan until he pried a little bit. A few days after Blake showed up and she starts making out with him, it'd be one thing if they didn't interact or they weren't pursuing a relationship together. Dylan, this poor guy, is just getting put through the ringer, not knowing that these two went on a date 10 days ago.
And I think Hannah handled it really poorly in the sense that if she would have just came clean, it would have probably been fine. I'm going to pursue Blake a little bit. I'm also going to pursue you to see which connection is better. Here's why I'm pursuing Blake. Like, he came out and saw me. There's something outside of the show. So I want to see which connection's better. And that should have been fine with Dylan. But instead, she's just sneaking around. Like,
if it's me, had that been me, as if I'm Dylan, and even though I've been swooning over Hannah for months now, you know, whatever, and this is the dream girl I came here to see, and I can't believe the situation I'm in, that I'm finally to me, it's a don't meet your heroes situation. And Dylan, if that's me, I'm like,
yeah,
I don't want to be in on this mess. And it's a mess. with Blake and Christina and I forgot the other names, Kaylin and Hannah. I don't want to be the seventh wheel or whatever. Y'all have fun. And side note, what is Blake's Playboy budget? I mean, does he just have the bachelor card, the company card? He can just fly around card. And hook up with everybody who was on the last three seasons? It's kind of surprising to me.
He's jet setting all around the country just meeting up with bachelorette ladies.
It's wild.
What's going on here? One thing to note, Rim, Blake didn't take Hannah on his date. Blake got the first yes. date card, and it makes a little more sense why Hannah was so confused on why Blake didn't take it. Like, you just flew out to see me, and now you're not going to give me the first date card? Blake's a scumbag.
That's weird. That's so weird. And
it's so weird.
If I were Tayshia, I would be... When Tayshia finds this out, she is just, like, even more upset than she was before. Like,
she should be.
Now you're here only for Hannah.
And you drug me into this bullshit. You were with Hannah
2 weeks ago, and now and you took me on a date, and it's like, figure out what you want here a little bit. I know yeah. everybody's here to kind of play the game and play the field a little bit, but also you're just, there's just too much deception.
No.
Overall.
Get Blake off this beach. He's got to go.
Tayshia and Hannah talk quick, because Tayshia's obviously upset about this news. Hannah says, I thought him coming to Birmingham was a private thing, so I didn't tell anyone. I mean, that's a little... Like, you seem committed to Dylan, right? And then Blake shows up, and you're all over Blake, but you don't tell Dylan any context behind that.
Also, for Tayshia, if yeah. they're supposed to be friends, who knows how good of friends they actually are in real life or whatever, but even if you are just fake show friends or whatever, you would think Hannah would give Tayshia a heads up, like, hey, he just asked you out on this date, but... I thought he was going to give it to me because I just saw him a week ago in real life. He flew down to see me. Like, that's a big deal.
All right, we're done with Blake for now. Dean shows up. Last year's Blake apparently went off the rails since last year's Paradise, Alex. He's got a mustache
Jeez,
now.
Louise.
He lives in a van. He's got... Now... Seems like he's got some good perspective now, okay? Seems like, strangely, it seems like he's grown a little bit despite his exterior that says otherwise. I'm willing to give Dean another chance. Plus, we got a new guy to not like. Blake's taking up all that energy, so I'll give Dean another shot here.
Listen, it sounds bad. Because when you look at it from the outside, he's homeless. He doesn't have a job. He grew like a porn stash.
I will say this about the homeless thing, though. His van, I haven't seen it. Some of those vans those people live in are like...
Oh, I'm sure it's
$100,000.
I'm sure it's like a tiny house type of city. You ever seen tiny house show?
Huge tiny house
guy.
Yes.
You want to do a tiny house?
I'd love to.
Yes.
I'd like to live in a tiny house.
Yeah. I noticed there's a tiny house show on Netflix now too, which I've been meaning to check out.
Oh no.
Anyways, it's probably a tiny house van that he lives in or whatever. It sounds bad on the outside. All this stuff, like he's just going
to
travel around or whatever. Like, that's not something
to me.
I want.
Tight. No,
but
that sounds tight.
I think we all know people that have done this in real life, and those people are awesome. They live awesome lives, and they have stories for days. So I can't really blame the guy. Stories.
Yeah, I mean, Dean was just camping in Joshua Tree like two nights ago, and it was just a normal Tuesday for him. So it's an interesting life. I'm excited to see Blake with really long hair and a gross holy t-shirt on Paradise next season. Yeah. Like, listen, man, I learned a lot. I really got some perspective now.
Just
real
went
long
off the grid after, after it aired. I went off the grid.
You know, Blake's got a bunch of tattoos. Did you see one of them was a Hey Arnold tattoo?
Dean.
No face.
That's Dean.
Excuse me. Dean, I'm going to get those two mixed up a lot.
I did notice he had a Hey Arnold tattoo. In fact, I marked that down. That's a good tattoo.
I want to know this. Why is there no face? There's only like three more lines. Just do the face.
Yeah, I don't know. We're huge Hey Arnold guys, though, too.
That's true. That's the sound when they do the, you know, when they did
thumbs,
the thing.
Yeah. Thumb handshake. Yep.
Arnold had the best bedroom in cartoon history.
That's a fact. That is a fact. So he's like a 10-year-old kid. He's got, I think they live in New York, like New York City, downtown. Would you call that a $2 million loft that he lived in?
Well, this from the 90s. The things have changed, but yes. It wasn't a loft. They had like the whole brownstone, seven floors, him
Beautiful.
And his grandpa. Very strange. He probably bought it in 1920. Anyway, we're talking about Hey Arnold real estate. A cartoon. Okay. Kaylin is crying about Christina talking about Kaylin, which Christina was doing when she was they were seated directly next to each other, which I thought was funny, when Blake pulls her aside and Kaylin is very into Dean. I mean, my notes are a mess. Dean pulls her aside and Kaylin is very into Dean. So Dean asks Kaylin on a date.
You got it.
Are we caught up? Are we correct? Okay.
Yep.
Just wanted to quickly say Cam is sad. He's no longer confident that Kaylin is going to marry him, which is a tough realization to come to.
I mean, you might be able to pull off a Hail Mary against one like really big star on the show. Like maybe if it was just Dean, maybe Can could find a way to somehow win this. But when you got Dean and Mike both after your girl, I mean, you stand no chance.
No, it's like a dunk contest.
And she's not his girl. I shouldn't have said that. She's not his girl. She had no interest in him at any point.
Nope.
So, yeah.
Can I say I sometimes feel bad for Cam? Like, he really does want to find his wife here.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But they treat that, which should be everyone's goal, or at least most people are open to the possibility. They treat it like, can you believe he thinks he's going to get married here, everybody? It's just kind of like, yeah, well, yeah.
Well, it's the same thing as Annalise before I started hating Annalise. Like, I used to feel bad for her, too. Like, she gets trotted out here, and her whole sole purpose here is to be make us laugh because she's not finding love. Like, that's the only reason she was brought on, and that's the only reason Cam's here. We know Cam isn't going to get Kaylin. We know that. We know this. But he was brought on for this reason.
Similar story arcs, you're right. Dean and Kaylin's date. Dean proved me right so far. He realizes he was an idiot last season. Kaylin says she's intrigued by his lifestyle. Dean has the Enigma thing going.
He's mysterious as hell right now. He's coming
Mr.
onto
mysterious.
He's so goddamn mysterious.
I think he probably owns like 10% of a cannabis company and like doesn't, like he's like a secret millionaire type of situation, and
I mean,
he's,
I could
just living in vain because
I follow him on Instagram and he does big time ads.
Get your money.
So I don't think it's like a, he's home, like where are you gonna stay? Like if he wanted to, he could just stay at a 5-star hotel and eat the best foods every night.
No, get your money, Dean. Sell out. Speaking
Absolutely.
Of that, Alex, let's take a quick commercial break to hear from some of our great sponsors.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, anyway, wrap up that date. They kiss in the pool. It's a good date. I think Kaylin's date with Dean went better than her date with Mike.
Kaylin says it's the most comfortable she's been with any of the guys.
Wow. Let's go to Christian showing up. They gave this guy the Bachelor version of the Stone Cold entrance. It was like... dun, 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 like guitar riff, Christian's bad boy on the scene. Here comes Christian. He was a night one rejectee on Becca's season. Now, he's a good looking guy. And he's a smooth talker.
And he can seamlessly flip back and forth between languages, which is the smoothest thing you could possibly do. It's incredible.
Yo. So. I think that's and I meant and me. Immediately pulls Nicole aside and asks Nicole on a date. Well, the first pull aside, and he usually you pull aside, you pull aside, you pull aside, and then you double pull the
he's
side
here
and
for
say,
one reason.
Yeah, he's here for Nicole. Now, Nicole does this thing where her voice gets quiet, like, oh, it's like a Kristen. There might be a Kristen Wiig character where she's like, take me on a date. Oh. Like, Nicole is acting like, oh my God, I can't believe you want to take me on a date. This is her third one-on-one date and second this week.
This is where I get a little confused by the timelines. I was thinking this is the second week. But she makes it seem like this is the third date in 3 days.
That's possible.
How many days have they been here at this point?
Not even going to hazard a guess.
It could be 2 weeks. It could be like 4 days. I can't comprehend the time frames here.
They definitely can play really fast and loose with the presentation of when things occur.
Exactly.
So I don't know. Maybe it is 3 days in a row. That would be something. Anyway, Clay's bummed out. He's way too nice to say or do anything. And he's worried because he didn't invest any other time in other relationships. So he's at risk big time for the rose ceremony.
Can I make a note on Christian here, Rim?
Yeah.
He's the type of guy, he first walks in there. He's the type of guy who... me and you have had this conversation about other people. Walks in, shakes your hand, and is looking as he's shaking your hand. He's looking for someone else. He was doing this while he was like, he came in, like shaking Clay's hand, whatever. Nice to meet you. While he's shaking Clay's hand, his eyes are up, looking at Clay, not genuinely looking at the person who he's meeting. He's looking for the next cool person to go talk to. And he did that like 5 times. As he's meeting everyone else, he's thinking about who the cool person is that he's going to talk to next. He's always got his eyes up, and that's not a genuine person. You know, I don't like that trait.
You just described my least favorite trait.
I hate people that do that. And if you're meeting me, shake my hand and look me in the eyes.
Talk to me.
Don't be looking at someone cooler that you want to go meet next that's better than me.
Can't stand that. And that's a first impression thing, too. So obviously there are worse traits. Like, you could be a murderer, but I don't know that yet. So if the first thing I meet you and you're like, oh, what's going on? Oh, Jim, all right, cool, man. And then I'm like, all right, fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck him. Yep. I noticed that right off the bat, and it gave me a sour taste about Christian.
Nicole and Christian date. Jet skis and pickup lines. Christian's like the bad guy in a rom-com. Like, everything that the girl says, he's like, oh yeah, well, I can make it worth your while. Like, something like kind of vaguely creepy. Yeah. But she leaned in for a kiss with him. A lot of making out on the beach.
Tons.
Heavy.
The two are getting steamy.
After the date, the way Nicole was looking at Christian, I think she likes him more than Clay. Would you agree
at
that point?
We got a classic good guy, bad guy situation here with Clay and Christian.
It's classic.
That's just classic. We've seen it 100 times before. Clay is too nice. He needs to be more spontaneous and have that spark. Christian has all those things, but he's obviously a bad guy.
Yeah. Edge. He's got edges. He's all edge. And Clay is all round.
Yep.
Back on the beach, Nicole is in love with boys fighting over her. You thought I was going to say a guy's name? No, she's in love with guys fighting over her. She likes Kristen because he winks, basically. When she was talking to, I think, Sydney, she's like, oh, you should have seen it. He winked. And I was like, that's the big... The thing Clay seems to be missing, like you mentioned, is assertiveness. And when he pulls Nicole aside, Christian, who just got back from a date with Nicole, quickly interrupts and he says, I'm trying to finish my date. What did you make of this interaction?
Is that when he's standing over him?
Yeah.
And then she tells him, she tells him, you should have done something there, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you should have done something. She was like, you're so big. He's such a shrimp. Like, this is the guy she just had a great connection with.
Made out with. Yeah. She's like, Christian comes over, basically punks Clay. And Nicole is not, and that's when you get punked in front of Nicole.
She's like, you're going to do something here called Big Clay? Boss man?
Just as a Clay apologist here, I liked that he didn't do anything. When you're that big, I think he has an understanding that, like, yeah, I could beat the out of him and send him to the hospital, but I'm an NFL player. I am aware of my own strength. I don't need to show it off right now.
I think this is... total guess, but I imagine Clay was always really big growing up, like way bigger than everyone else.
Yeah.
And as a soft, you know, kind of a softy, he always was probably hesitant to
wield his size. He probably hurt some people accidentally really bad, like in football. Yeah. He probably really hurt some people. So now he's aware of his size
and
he doesn't
retracted use it. From that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cocktail party. There's 9 women and 13
men.
And
also, when you're 30 years old, fighting isn't really cool. No, we just put that out there, too? Like, fighting isn't cool. No. Maybe when you're in high school, I guess it was acceptable or whatever. I never got that whole thing. But fighting isn't cool when you're an adult, folks.
No, not really. Like, it's just too much, you know, it's just too much work to get into a scrap with another.
Is it ever worth fighting someone rather than just walking away and not fighting them?
19 at a music festival, somebody ripped your, you know, replica Charles Barkley jersey. Let's scrap.
Okay. It's fighting time, sure.
But this scenario, I'm like, God, it's too much work. You know, I'm laying down on a daybed. I don't really want to fight
Clay's
you.
Clay's an adult. He's not fighting Christian on the beach.
No. Christian's 29, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, okay.
Cocktail party. Moving on. 9 women, 13 men. 4 guys are going home. Wow. Let's fly through some couples here. Derek and Demi first. So this was the big reveal. Demi tells Derek why she's been kind of cagey this whole time. She's been dating a girl back home. Derek is mostly excited because Demi feels close enough to him that she's willing to share this. Kind of really personal information. I think Derek really, really, really likes Demi, even more so after this. And I don't think Demi likes Derek as much. And I think Demi, after they had this conversation, was kind of like, oh, we might be getting too close. What did you make of this?
I took from it something else, and it's kind of what we talked about earlier. Yes, she shared some intimate information with you, and that's great. That furthers your relationship.
Sure.
But if she was dating a guy back home, I feel like this would be... like, she just told you she's dating someone else.
Again, it goes back to the currentness of it. If it were, I just got out of a recent relationship, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. There is, I think, the... maybe an expectation that Paradise isn't as serious as the flagship Bachelor and Bachelorette.
I guess I still anticipate these people not to be in current relationships. That's an assumption I'm making.
I do too. I don't know. It was just kind of weird to think about in that context. I think Derek is mostly just happy that everything's above board now. He did ask her, like, well, how are you considering her and also me?
Yeah.
Her explanation was that they're just totally different. So I guess, I mean,
and Derek,
if you want to minimize this other relationship a lot, you could say it's no different than going on multiple dates when you're in Paradise. But this other relationship back home seems like a serious.
Yeah.
If you're still
real.
Thinking about it, it seems pretty real and serious. So
it ends with Derek saying, okay with taking it slow to figure stuff out. And I thought that was a good way to end it.
Yes. Agreed. I'll go back to what I said early in the season. I think they brought Demi on so they could bring her girlfriend on.
Agreed.
And Derek's caught up with that.
Yep.
Mike and Sydney.
Yeah, I like
Mike
this couple.
Understand, you like this couple? Okay,
yeah,
take
I'm
it from
Sydney
here.
Guy.
Then.
I'm a Sydney guy. Mike says he's not trying to be in a love triangle, so I take that as he's kind of...
he's moved on.
Moved on from Kaylin, right?
Yeah.
Sydney, we don't know any... other relationships she's a part of right now, so I think she's a free agent right now, and Mike yep. is interested. Okay,
Mike is the man. I'm not buying. Just in case anyone forgot, that's my opinion. I'm not buying. I think he probably likes Sydney. I think this is a friend setup. I think he probably likes Sydney. I don't think he sees himself falling in love with Sydney. Producers and Mike, everyone knows what's at stake here with Mike. That's the kind of the elephant in the room, is everyone knows what's at stake. And he knows he needs a rose. The producer knows he needs a rose. Everyone on the beach knows he needs at least one rose here. He needs to go home at some point, but it's not yet. So I think that was kind of like, go talk to Sydney. And then I think that'll work out.
I could
but I'm
that.
Not buying that there's anything real there.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Chris and Katie. These two make out, still baffling to me, but good for him, good for her. Mostly good for him, I'll say. Tayshia and John Paul Jones.
Tayshia surprisingly is interested in John Paul Jones. She's sitting there.
Was this an SNL skit, AB? I mean, I was...
She's talking with the girls, and they're like, John Paul Jones is your type. It's like, what the fuck do you mean? The weird surfer guy who... appears not to be here that's for the right reason. That's your type.
who may or may not be taking a nap during a cocktail hour. Yeah.
This guy is your type? What do you mean? How is this possibly your type?
JPJ was
she almost got
to
married to Colton. A very serious guy. He isn't funny at all. He's not a joke.
Serious.
He's too serious.
But, John Paul Jones.
So wouldn't Colton be your type? John Paul Jones and Colton are nowhere near alike. And they say, oh yeah, John Paul Jones is your type, right? And she's like, yeah, that's my type.
John Paul Jones looks like he could play, if they darkened his hair, Keanu Reeves in a Bill and Ted prequel. JPJ was preparing to recite. Did you ever watch that? That's a white people movie. I don't know if you ever saw that.
I've seen bits and parts of that. I'm not interested. I don't find that. I don't find that funny. I don't find those movies good at all.
No, it's weird. He recited some portion of Romeo and Juliet. Almost shocker. He forgot.
He couldn't memorize it. He couldn't do it.
No, that's what he spent the whole cocktail hour party thinking. So Tayshia loves this. Okay. That's fine. You know, teach their own. Do you, it is kind of funny to, I just didn't expect this. A few issues.
Well,
with
it's
what
like
Tayshia
we said, you got,
him.
Like we said last episode, Rim, you got
tier one,
players,
tier two, tier three, yeah.
Tier one. And then you got other people. You expect tier one people to be with tier one people.
The thing that really rubbed me the wrong way is that she said he's a really hot version of Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Do not besmirch the name
R.I.P.
of the great Heath Ledger, the late Heath
great.
Ledger,
yeah.
Who, if you've seen Knight's Tale, you would know that no one is a really hot Heath
he's
Ledger.
A babe.
Babe of the highest order.
It's like saying someone's like a really hot Ryan Reynolds
George
or someone
Clooney.
Is like, what are you
yeah,
talking
like,
about? That's one of the hottest
on.
People in the world.
Please.
There is no such thing as a hot Heath
exactly.
Ledger.
Exactly.
Unless you're only talking about him on Dark Knight, which might be the only thing she's seen.
And even then, there's just something about him in Dark Knight. We're like, ooh. Even remember the scene where he has his paint off? He's with the cops and he's in the
yeah,
at the funeral
I know
thing.
What you're
and
talking about?
He turns. You only see him for like a frame,
this is the
and he's got the scars.
Episode
but
in
no
a row,
paint.
We've talked about Dark
yeah,
Knight.
It's a strange,
really,
we don't really
specific
talk about that much.
Dark Knight scenes.
Anyway, the big upset here
he
is that I haven't done a Bane voice.
He still has his face all chopped up, Rim, in that
yeah, that's
scene.
My point. Because okay. He has got the scars, but no paint. Okay. And it's still, even then, it's like, JPJ, about the same. Is this going to last, AB, with these two?
Hey, who am I to say
fucking
that?
Fucking make a prediction.
No.
Yes or no?
Do I think Tayshia is going to be end up with, what do you mean yes or no what? Like, are they going to end
last?
Up together?
Is this
no.
the real deal?
No, it's
are
not
they
the real
leave paradise
deal.
Together?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, keep in mind, Tayshia has the rose. If she didn't want to deal with this, she could just not deal with it.
I think she's waiting for someone else.
Christian and Nicole. Christian has a pinata set up. And Clay feels like I should be more assertive. Everyone's encouraging him to do so. He wants
should
to
I
cut
go beat
in.
This guy's ass?
That's not what he said. She goes, should I politely cut? He basically was like, is it okay if I go talk to them before they're finished speaking to one another? He wants to cut in before the pinata gets hit. That's his main goal. Everyone on the beach is rooting for him to go. They're like chanting his name. They're like, Clay, go cut in, Clay, yeah, clapping and stuff. Christian says, nah, man. And Clay's like, oh, okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later, but not that much later. When Clay gets back, Jordan.
So just to be clear, I don't know if you were clear there. Clay goes over to talk to break in between... Yep. Christian and Nicole, who are having Christian set something up for her. Clay tried to break that up. Christian just flat out said, no, I'm not going to let her go. Nicole didn't move an inch, just kind of like Hannah G. Didn't move an inch. So Clay eventually
she's
just
like
had to
fanning herself like, ooh, the guys like
hot.
Me.
This is, yeah. This is good. This is getting really
is good stuff.
Clay eventually, the good guy Clay is just like, okay, well, I'm not going to make this awkward anymore. I'm just going to leave.
Yep.
Okay.
And then Jordan, I did skip a lot of those details. Yeah. Jordan is upset about this, and despite orders to not do what he wants to do, decides to go over to Christian's setup and destroy his pinata. Okay.
I mean, that's just a Jordan thing, though. Jordan does big moves.
He sees something big and colorful, he wants to smash it. That's
he's
going to
do
bit.
Something big.
So Christian and Jordan, Jordan goes over there, and Christian's like, come here. And then they start fighting. It's a good scrap. Jordan goes, he's got him locked like this.
Jordan's got a little something to him. He gives him a damn German suplex over the top.
A side suplex into the sand.
Off the ledge. They're like on a ledge.
Yep. Now, I will say, we just said fighting's not cool. We'd never want to do it. But if you have to,
this is cool.
That would be my thing, too.
This was cool.
I'd suplex a guy into the soft sand. You know, the big show. It's a big show, but not a lot of pain. And then that's how we end the episode.
Agree to disagree. You suplex someone?
They're in sand?
They're getting up madder than anyone you've ever dealt with. They're,
well, yeah. It's emasculating.
If someone suplex me, I'm getting up furious. And I think we could see it in the what's coming up next. He's getting up hot.
He's getting up hot. He's sprinting at Jordan. My guess is Jordan's running away from Christian. That's my guess.
He's running to Clay.
What do you think is going
to
happen?
He's running to Clay. He's got to get to his boys, I assume. Okay. That's my guess.
Yeah, yeah.
My guess is if you're Jordan, even though he's kind of surprised me with that suplex, like, he's got a little juice to him in the fighting game. So I think he's going to be running to his boys, who are all going to be having his back.
Well, Clay's just going to step in, and that'll be the end of it. Yeah. Like, nobody's going to knock
gonna
down
do?
That door. I think they're both going home. What do you think?
I don't know the rules on ABC in terms of fighting. I assume it's no tolerance, kind of like MTV. MTV has to deal with a lot more, so they have a clear-cut rule that's like they
sure.
talk about all the time. I assume it's the same rule at ABC.
A little pop-up thing comes on the screen. It's like, reminder.
If you fight, you're going home. Any type of fighting. This would get someone sent home on MTV, so I assume this would get someone sent home on ABC.
I think they're both going home because they said it was the most dramatic rose ceremony ever. And
no, I think they're going home. He body slammed him.
Yeah.
They were fighting. Yeah. You can't fight on the beach. That's not what this is about.
Anything else on these two episodes? Good. Entertaining.
Entertaining. Start to finish. Both episodes.
Yep. Good show.
Yeah.
Let's go to the mailbag quickly. We got a couple responses to the great question, what do you think will happen with Hannah and Dylan? 773-234-7794 is the text line. This is from the 774 area code. I think Hannah and Dylan are like Jade and Tanner. Both guys can't believe they scored such gorgeous women. If you watch Jade and Tanner's wedding, you can really see it on Tanner's face. A lot of these came in before these two episodes there. Keep that in mind. Heather from Baltimore. I don't want nor think Hannah and Dylan will work. I think Dylan is coming on way too strong and it's too much. He barely knows her. Why is he so obsessed? That's unattractive to me. If he wants a legitimate shot with her, he needs to calm down and play it cool. Heather prefaced this with unpopular opinion.
That is an unpopular opinion, and I think it's important to note how much time they spend together. The time, a couple days in paradise is a lot more than a couple days in the real world where you might have a date or something. They're spending all
or on
day
the bachelor,
together.
Bachelorette.
And if you're kissing someone for like 8 hours, I would expect that to be an exclusive relationship. I'm just going to come to Dylan's defense a little bit here.
This is from Becky. I love Hannah and Dylan together. I think their personalities match really well. I'm honestly a little shocked by Hannah's behavior, hoping she doesn't string a nice and good-looking guy like Dylan along. I feel bad for him just watching him take the blows. Lizzie from New York City. Do you think Dylan applied for The Bachelorette hoping it would be Hannah G? Editorial note, absolutely. I'm hoping things go well for him. I've been a fan of his since I saw his cut intro package from last season. Interesting.
Wow.
The rare day one Dylan fan. There's a lot of Johnny Come Latelys out there like
day
us,
one
but day one. 561 area code. Hannah will string Dylan along as long as she can in order to play the game and stay in paradise. The only problem is she doesn't realize how desirable she is to practically any male contestant and how unnecessary this behavior is, as it's almost guaranteed she will get a rose every time. It only hurts Dylan and his chances to stay on the show. Lastly, I think Hannah G will play Dylan all season, but he likes her so much, he'll stick around and they will get engaged at the end of the show.
Wow.
But I think the engagement will be broken by the time we get to after the final rose. Interesting.
Very specific.
One non Hannah and Dylan one. This is from Angie in Chicago. I'm so confused by Blake. He goes and hangs out with all these other girls before the show starts, and then he's shocked when they're all there and wonders why they're all mad at him. Then he chooses Tayshia to go on the date with, but he's really there for Hannah? If that were true, he should have just started by taking out on the freaking date, bozo. Angie's words, not mine, but I agree.
Yeah, agreed.
And then Chris and Katie? What? If the show weren't so focused on the whole Blake, Dylan, Hannah drama, we might have actually seen one other conversation that would have made Chris's declaration of commitment make any sense. I think the camera people forgot that Chris and Katie existed. All right. Angie brings up a good point. What's kind of left unsaid in these episodes is that at least the cool kids, and you know who we're talking about, they all knew they were coming on the show.
Yeah.
So it's hard. That takes a little bit of the mystique away when people are shocked to see someone come down the stairs because they're all DMing and texting each other. Like Blake knows, Blake knew all these people would be here, literally all of them.
Yeah, they all
And do. I think, yeah, and I just don't, I don't know. I don't like that. It goes back to what we were saying about the off-screen drama. It's just so much. I just prefer just watching it on screen and not having to follow the off-screen sure. stuff. Next week's mailbag question. What is it, Alex?
I want to know, who do you want to see more of in this season? As we're just kind of, we've been stuck on a few storylines. Which of these characters do you want to see more of in the upcoming weeks and see more of their storylines as the Blake, Kaylin, Hannah, cool kids, as you call them,
die down a little bit.
Who do you want to see more from?
This is from Tim, Katie. Well, I got a mailbag response. All right. Okay. How about AB's Bachelor headline of the week? Can you make up for last week
Listen,
with the good
Rim,
stuff?
You're not going to like what I got for you. I combed the internet for a headline. I couldn't find one. There's nothing good out there. I'm not going to just pick something out of my ass. There's standards
Gross.
To AB's headline of the week. Okay.
Okay. Rim's Bachelor headline of the week. Gigi Hadid and Tyler, this is hot off the goddamn presses.
I saw some of those. I already did one, though. I couldn't do another.
This is hot off the presses. Don't stop. Don't take steal the thunder from my headline.
I already saw this. I feel like I get alerts when something happens with Tyler.
Okay, well, I wanted to do this as a segue to talk quickly about this. Gigi Hadid is from Elle Magazine. Gigi Hadid and Tyler Cameron are already couple dressing on their fourth date.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth.
They're getting serious.
What do you make of this?
This also feeds into The Bachelor, which we haven't talked about yet.
That's the lens I view it from the most.
From what I read, I can't remember where, it might have been that scumbag reality Steve. It's between Tyler, Pete, and Mike, and Tyler's a distant third now is what I read. It's basically Mike or Pete.
Okay, so it's Mike. I am so confident.
It's got to be. Tyler can't be anymore. He can't be. And there was also something, there was another headline I almost did about Tyler choosing the underwear modeling over being The Bachelor, because apparently The Bachelor told him if he wanted to be The Bachelor, he couldn't do this modeling. And he's already done some underwear modeling. Some stuff has just came out recently. And I think he's chose the route to go model career instead of Bachelor for this upcoming season.
I think if you're a top tier model, that's big money.
Oh, for sure.
So
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. And he would be top tier, I think. So he'd be.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about weird things on the show. Anyway, anything else, AB, you want to say before we wrap this up?
No, I don't think so. I'm having a good time.
I am too.
Summer
I love
vibes.
The show. I love summer shows. I'm sad
love
that Holy Moly is coming
shows.
Into the air. Speaking of summer shows, the Love Island season is completed. If you want to watch that show, it's all available on CBS All Access. We also did a, quote, daily recap, which was really every 3 days. It's in podcast form called Recoupling. So you can binge the whole season now if you're interested.
I would I would advise doing that, Rem. could not promote something more than Love Island.
Okay, and our social media is at Rosecast Podcast. You know the deal. We're on Podchaser/Rosecast. And thanks for sharing this with your friends and family. We really appreciate it. We are excited to talk to you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.